كنا نشيل عن البالت المدو مشيت خاف جمل وباي لي غما هجا مت ليخ قايش كأغا على هنير شويتا خاي با كيران One is permitted to put a dish over a candle in order to prevent that the rafters of the roof should not catch on fire. So, what is the Mishnah Berurah? Ka'or al haner, b'simen reish ayin zayin, b'alma din ze'ete, b'mishnah berurah ayin sham, the end of Sif Chav Gimel. So, and there he said that Dafke, a plate made out of cheles, a rhythm where a plate is mutter, one should not put a metal plate there because Mahalim is a matches is hayev. And number two, when he's putting a plate over the nail, he should make sure that there should be plate for air to come in. He shouldn't extinguish the nail. He's just doing the pu'ula to prevent a shreite, but at the present time there's no sakana whatsoever. So he has to make sure that the kohel should be made out of cheres, and there should be space between the kohel and the nail in order not to extinguish the nail. Let us see. See Chav Dalet. Yesh Aimren. Others say, She'ein Yochelitein Olog Mashkin, Kidei sheyitme sheyagia alohe. Now, we're learning in Sikhov Gimel that we had learned halachas about a talis. A talis put on fire. And it's starting to burn, so we had halachas what one is permitted to do. Poishta or Miskasa, but he opens up the talus and he covers himself. And as long as he should not do a pu'ula, that's how the Mishnah Berurah explained. Ma'alochim, he should not do a pu'ula to Yadayim to extinguish the flame by shaking the talus. But Yesh Aimren, Shein Yochelitin Olav Mashkin, but this he is not permitted to do, to saturate the talit at the other end of the talit, Kidei Sheyitbe Sheyagia Lehen, that the saturation of the talit will accomplish that when the flame will reach that area, the flame will get extinguished. The others, oh, this is also. Now let us just see the Mishnah Berurah. Why they hold this is also. The Davke lahavtik bekelen malayim mayim shori b'sivchav beis. In Sivchav beis, we have learned that a person is permitted to make a barrier of kelim full with water, and when the fire will reach the kelim will burst, and the water will extinguish the flame. So there, it is better. She'ein amayim ba'en. That means the water is put into a keli. So putting water into a keli is no connection whatsoever to Kibbutz Yoesh. The Yoesh comes along, the Yoesh breaks the Keli, and then the water extinguishes the Yoesh. But the water, when he's putting in the water is not doing, it is no connection at all with the Dava that is burning. He's putting the water in the Keli. Aval hocha shehamayim ben, here the talis that is burning, he's putting water on the talis. So this is called, so you have something that is burning, and he's putting on the dava that is burning, he's putting water which will extinguish the flame. So putting water on the double hanidlok, that's cool. I'm being the cause of the kibri, I'm making the kibri to come about. And that is the smother of the oysters. Now let's go back to the machaba. Now this is also called Gran Kibri, because I'm putting water, I'm saturating this side of the Beged, and the fire gets extinguished by coming to the water. As that called, I was because of the Kibri, the age came to the water. The other, so this is no problem of Gram Kibri, the Eshmatila Matulu. But to saturate the talis with water is also Mishon Kibbutz. There's a no problem over there. The problem is not Kibbutz. But the problem is kibbutz, that means there's a cloud. Shiryosoi zel kibbutzoi. Not what I saturate. A beged is equivalent to washing the beged. So mamele, so that's where they hold. So any other liquid would be mutter. You can put orange juice, grape juice, but don't put water there. Piyesh. In other states, that water is also permissible. Since it's a clean beged, so we don't say shriyosai zel kibbutzai. So I have here a three-way machloikis. I have a talus that is starting to burn. Am I permitted to saturate the next chelik, another chelik of the talus to prevent the leikia from continuing? The first day he holds it's also of Mekarev Kibri. The second 2 days hold that there's no problem of Kirov Kibri because it's called the Eish is being Mechabe itself. Now, there's a different shayla, there's a shayla of kibbutz. By saturating it with water, I am cleaning the beged. So therefore, the second day holds that any liquid is permissible besides water. The third day holds that water is also permissible. And the mechaba paskin, the divrei smona shenis nidin. So the Mechaba thinks the paskin that there's no shaila of kibui, of mekarev kibuyoi, so one is permitted to pour any liquid besides water, because by water there'll be a shaila of shriyosai zel kibuyoi. Dirty water would look like it should be mutter. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Shemot Tosif Kof Nun Ches, שמותר, שמיר לו וזה לא יקרמה מגרם כיבוי בארמת לשרי. This is not worth. וזה נגרם כיבוי. And this is mutter, it's not cold. It's not cold, I was mekarev the kibui. This chelik is weather. When the water comes, when the water comes to this area, then it will extinguish itself. So that is called gram kibui, which is permissible. Now the next day that water is also mission kibbutz. The kaim alon shliyas abeged zehu kibbutzai. That saturating abeged in water, the saturating process alone is considered washing the beged. V'hayesh matirin. And the last day is Virilu, Lashai Zahela Bamokim Shiesh Tino. If the faggot is dirty, Oidam, or there's blood on it, so then saturating that area is cleaning the area. I am taking away the Tino from the Dam. Avaloi Vitalis Maki, not about a clean talis. There is no concept of kibbutz by a clean talis. The divrei smala shniya is ikar, that water is osa, and all other mashkin are mutas. Ayin b'simin, ayin la b'simin shin beis, yiftas b'hal nohdi, m'mat v'shesh of lichloch ma'ashe kusam lo bozeh. And here we bring down the Dirshu that there he seems to paskin that only by a dirty beged I say Shriyasi Zekibusoi, not by a clean beged. But the many achoinim prove from our mechaba that our mechaba is machma. Oh yeah, the mechaba was machia. That every liquid is mutter and the water is also. And therefore it is preferable not to pour water. He brings down derech lichluch would be mutter. That means if a person washed his hands and he wants to dry his hands in the stalas, and by drying the hand will make it wet enough that the fire won't be able to burn there, that's called derech lichmo. So that could be permissible, but some of this to pour water alone is not makel. Sif chosid. Eino Yehudi shebo l'chabos. This is the Yehudi shebo. A guy comes, the house is burning down. The guy comes and he sees the house is burning. So he goes and he starts extinguishing the flame. Ein tzolich limchais biyoda. He don't need to tell him, no, Shabbos, now you just keep quiet. He decided to extinguish the flames. Don't tell him anything. Avol kotel shebol lechabes. But what if his a cotton came to extinguish the flame? Tzarich limchais biyoda. He had to tell him, no, Shabbos, don't do it. Now we will see in the Mishnah Berurah the reason for these halachos. Look to Mishnah Berurah. Any Yehudi adaita the nafshei kovit. Why is the guy doing this? He's doing this because he knows he's going to get rewarded. ואפילו יודע שנויח לא לישראל, he knows that the Yid is very happy with his action, but who lahanot atlo in his kavod, but the reason, what is motivating him to do this, hanot atlo, שידיה שלא יחסית, he knows he'll get rewarded, he'll get paid, so he's doing it for himself. אבל בסימן ריש עין וב, in סימן ריש עין וב, מדרוקת נר, שידליק בשביל ישראל, but we'll have a similar scenario. A guy comes and he sees a Yid, he's in the dark and he's trying to learn and he's a Sefer and it's very dark and the Yid doesn't tell him one word. And he goes and puts on the light. And we also have the same thing there. After Shabbos, we'll send them a nice check. You did a very intelligent thing. And the next Shabbos, we'll remember to do the same thing. So he's going to do this. It's also advice the Navshika of it. But there is also. Why is it there also? Shegum ha-Yisrael le-ne-mi-ne-no. Because there the Yid is deriving a benefit from the Melochet. Lo yimrinin adaisei dinam shikovet. So here we will not say that since it's adaisei dinam shikovet, it is permissible. But also lihishtamesh lo'ira, it is not permitted to derive benefit from the earth. Now, I think pshat in this Mishnah Berurah is as follows. We had a Mishnah Berurah to mention Chav A, Shitkot L'Chav Ches, that if a Goy does a Melacha for a Yid in Shabbat, Shilayenu, so Chazal Asher, Shilayenu, Mimlocha hanasis b'svil Yisrael b'shabbat. A Yid is not permitted to derive benefit from a melocha that was done for him in Shabbat. And that's the chmir, there are two in Yonim. When a Goy does a melocha for a Yid in Shabbat, there are two questions which should be asked. Number one question is, why is the guy doing the melacha? The pa'ula, what he is doing, the action that he is doing, why is he doing it? And on that, there's an answer. You know why he's doing it? He's doing it because he wants to get paid. He hopes to get paid, he hopes to get rewarded for his action. That is why he is doing it. And that is good. He's doing it as Daitei Zinabshe. He's doing it for himself. But there's another Shaila which has to be asked. Who is deriving benefits from this Pu'ula that the Goy is doing? That's a second shayla. Who is deriving benefit from this melacha? And that is a melacha. If a Yid is deriving benefit, he's learning from the melacha, so he's not permitted to be learning from the Chazal Asen, to be learning from a melacha that was done for him in Shabbat. That means he should do a benefit for a melacha that was done for him. That's also, he's not permitted to derive benefits. Therefore, Therefore, so now we have like this. If the guy comes and extinguishes the flame, the Yid is very happy that his house is not going down, but he did not, he was not nene from a malachi, that way, he was not nene, was not nene gufay from a malachi that was done for him. No, we're in the middle of learning this now. So, therefore, if a guy puts on the light for him and he is deriving, then now he can learn. Now he can see what he's doing. So, he is deriving benefits. His goof is nene from a malachi that was done in Shabbos for him. Why the guy did it? He did it to get paid. But the malachi, that's the reason why the action was done. But the purpose, the tayelet from the action is that he should derive benefit, should go for he and then the memalachim. So if he, the chazal, asked a yid to have a law from a memalachim that was done for him. So therefore he's not permitted to use the light, and no one is permitted to use the light. Chazal asked to any yid to have benefit from a memalachim. Masha'in Jain, when he comes and extinguishes the flame, no one is there. His house isn't burnt down, but he's not considered, he was nene gufay me'ayitay malacha. A gavuche, I'd like to say over a kula from Rabbi Yashiv, the Amachmir and the mother just mentioned the kula at the present time, that Rabbi Yashiv says, which is that let's say a person comes to a hotel in Shabbat, he comes to a hotel, and he comes to the hotel, he finds out that there is an electric lock. That means you have to put a card into the lock, and that opens up the lock. There's no key. You have to put in the door. And a guy comes and sees the Shabbos, and he's standing there in front of the door. The guy comes and takes the card, or those, and he opens up the door for this. So, Rabbi Yashiv says that is not considered that I have a law from the Malachi. That means having a law from the Malachi is that I am a light. It was dark. A guy made a light for me. Not because I am having a law from a malachi. Yeah, the law that I have is I can enter the room. I mean, there was a barrier that was holding me back from entering the room because there's a door there. I couldn't open up the door. He took away the barrier. But we will not consider that I have a law from the Malacha. I don't have a law from the Malacha. The law is I have a room. I have a room, I can use the room. But that when he took away the barrier, that's not called I have a law from the Malacha. So according to Rabbi Yashiv, there's a murder kikula. According to Rabbi Yashiv, so not only am I allowed to, he opens up the door for me, I'm allowed to enter the room, but I'm also permitted to be meramis to him that I need help, as long as there's no people. Then we'll work fine. I can be meramis to him, you know, I go over to the guy, and he said, I have a problem. What's your problem, Rabbi? I have a problem. That's it. I can't open the door. That's all. Tell him he should open the door, that's for sure. That's a need a lot of that stuff. But, I don't know exactly what happens if it closes. He opens it up from the inside, I don't know if there's one key. Yeah, now what happens? But you don't need electricity to open it up from the inside, this time. I don't think so. You don't need electricity. So what's the problem? No. What's the problem?
Are we walking closer?
Those labels on the inside, I can often not put that electricity. I don't know what works. When he closes the door, or closes the door, closes the door. So what did he do? He didn't do anything. Mommy, she didn't do anything.
Only watch myself.
Yeah, so watch myself. Now, if he can get out of the room without the... Yeah, he can't come in. Talk upon him. That's the case. So it's such a case. So there's two occasions. There's one that I'm not telling the guy to do a malacha. I'm just relating to him my problem. And if he has seichel, he'll understand what to do. If you want him seichel, he won't do it, isn't it? Well, I'll kapon him. I'm telling him my problem. And number two, so therefore, if he does it for me, it's not called, I was learning in malacha seichel. He put on a light for me. That's called Alzheimer's, Lechus Akum. Here he extinguished the flame. It's not called Alzheimer's, Lechus Akum, because my goof was not Alzheimer's, Lechus Akum. So that is why. So that's the first halacha over here. And the Yehudi Shabbat Lechabai. And then a guy came and he wants to extinguish the flame. So I don't have to stop him from doing it. I will call him Shabbat Lechabe, so I will call him. In order to see the Mishnah Berurah. Now, Shabbat, so I will call him the Yodai, I will also call him Shabbat, but I can't tell him he comes and he's there and he's standing there and then there. He's standing there, That's also a miracle. Even though he came there on his own accord, but after he's here, I can't in any way be mizalit him to distinguish the place. But if a cotton will come to be mechabit, this is a cotton shleigia lechinuch. It's all limchot. Now, why do you have to be meichet? The cotton ain't loy shikol hadar latay. Hadai didinabshe. A cotton does not have enough seichel to do it for his own benefit. So the only reason he's doing it because his father wants him to do it. That he knows. To think that he'll get rewarded for it, he doesn't have. But he's doing it because he knows his father wants that this should be done, and that's why he's doing it. So it's called the action, the pula is being done because of the yid. So that's what I talk about. Going to the death of it. He knows that his father wants that the flame should be extinguished. And he's doing for him. So the asiyah, the action is al das of it. Why is it also? The mitzvah al shivi sosoy. A father is mitzvah al shivi sos benoy. It says in the pasuk, Aso uvincho. What is the case of vincho? It's the ben is bar mitzvah, so it's aso. So vincho means that the ben is not bar mitzvah, but you are not permitted min ha'toyre to tell your child to do a malacha, or if he's doing it, you didn't tell him, but he's doing it because he knows you want him to do it. So this is the Nisra of the night. So see, soon the Shalit team. It's fine. ואז תורדים חלידה אבגרו במוסקו, שזה ימין כנור, זה ימין לגיעת תשע. ואין במוגן אברום, שכל סעב בישי מורן, ואפילו מנדום המולוכי שהנפיחו לגוף את הרבון, אפילו צורסו מדרבון, אגב כן צורכים חשביודוי, he can't say it to be moist because he's doing it for him. Why we begin to go to my shikosu with their fine? Biyote, limchesh biyote. I am the base, Yosef, that Arturo in Bola Chavos Leiko Shebe Bey Acherim, you have a coffin that is coming into someone else's house, and he wants to, he sees the servant, someone else's, he's a smart jingle there, he sees that someone else's house that is burning, Gam Ken Tosh Limcha is Biyoda, he has to stop him from doing it, even Shai, the Bishmiel Gono, he's doing it for the Gono. No, that person, he's doing it. Now let us look in the Sharetzin Sipkotl Nun Dalet. So the Sharetzin Sipkotl Nun Dalet says as follows. On a near night, the bedlaket of it, if there's a fire burning by his father, Mechuyev Ovid Min HaToyze Limchoyz Biyodoy. So if a cotton comes, his child comes, and he's Moiseh, and he comes to be mechaber the dleike, so there's a chiyuv min ha'toyre that the father should be moishen. Even shuoyto v'tatoy, he's doing it. Why is he doing it? He's doing it because he knows who his father was. Kedei shelo yaver ha'madachim leitase uvincho uvitecho. Uvidleike sacherim, but if he comes into someone else's house, and he does it because he realizes that this person wants that it should be done. So the person who sees cotton comes in and he sees that the house is burning down and he's going to do a malachi, so this person is mechuyev to be meicher midarabon. So that's the chilek between an own child, this is a shtiktayre of the Mishnebu and Charity. Given Charita Bishvil Godel, since he's doing it for Godel. Yet. They can go on to the earth. Let us go further. Steve Chok Wolf. Yochel Leimau Mifnei Eini Yehudi. A person is permitted to say in front of a goy, Kol HaMechabe Eini Mafnin. He can say whoever will extinguish the flame won't lose. That means a Masko Yovin, that's who understand. He won't lose, and he'll get rewarded. I'm not telling him to do it. I'm just saying a fact. Whoever will be mishtago to extinguish the flame, he won't lose anything. That's one halacha. Halacha number two. Af im einay mizuman kan. Now, a bigger chiddush. There's no goy here. And he comes and he sees his house is burning. So he goes two blocks down to the guy. He says, can you come to my house, please? Come to his house. אף אם איני מזום מכאן, יוכל מקויסי שיובי, come to my house. אף על פי שבא זה יחבק שיובי, when he comes, so he does not go, you understand what has to be done, but this is permissible. וכן כל כי יצא בזה. This is permissible. I'm permitted to call a goy. He should cough. Even though I realize that when he comes, he's gonna extinguish the flame, as long as I didn't tell him anything, this is permissible. Keep going. In the shloya chovi shel yayin, let's say in a big barrel of wine, and it's cracked, if the wine is starting to pour out, so I call the goy will be able to patch it up when he comes. But again, I'm not telling the goy to do anything. The goy understands what should be done, so this is permissible. Yochalikvay eine Yehudi avopi shevada yitaknelik sheyobi. When the goy comes, he will fix it. Let us see the Mishnah Berurim.
It's wine. I don't know.
The wine is in the barrel. He's just matching up the outside of the barrel. Yeah, he's allowed to tell him, whoever will extinguish the flame will won't lose. Even Shainaim Alei Kabe, as long as he's not telling him, you should do it. Find the Yeradeism in Reish Ravalim Sidchet, the Lash Mishon Goloim Babalosh in Noichach, to speak to the Goy, in the Kabe, if you will extinguish the claim, Goy Tavsid, you will lose. I'm talking to the Goy already. Just talk to the Goy and tell him if you extinguish, you won't lose anything. That's really cool, but I'm telling the guy to do it. If I just speak, whoever will be mechaber won't lose. I'm not talking directly to the guy. He's the only one there. It's irrelevant. But I'm not addressing the guy personally. I'm not saying if you extinguish it, it's irrelevant. It matters what he says. If he says, call a mechaber, it's good. And he says, in Techabas, I'm talking to him. Tell him, Machaba, I'm not talking to him. I'm saying a statement. He's the only one that is. It's irrelevant. Gamkin and the Shur, to say, Gamkin, Koim, Oloi, Kabais. Elo, Beloshin, Kola, Machabi, is to say, whoever will extinguish the blame. The Laal, Mekoma, he's talking to whoever hears this. No one hears this, it's irrelevant. But here he brings down something very interesting. But let's say like this. I have a house. And my next-door neighbor is a goy. And the goy's house is burning. So here, I can tell the goy, come, the house is burning. Let's extinguish the flame. Because I'm not telling him that I benefit from this, because my house won't burn. But as long as I'm telling him to do a melacha for himself, or for another goy, your uncle's house is burning, that is permissible. The issue is, I can't tell him to do a malacha for me, for yid, but to tell him to do a malacha for a goy, and they to bring down from the Talmud, and he called the goy, and the goy asked him, should I extinguish it? So you should tell them, do whatever you want. But that's what you have to tell them. You can't tell them more than that. We'll come to that soon. When we come to that, that's a whole positive. Now, Vaita and now, so in Tifnei Eini Yehudi, Afilu Hushilai Hamuskolai Lechman, even though he's his worker, and he tells him, whoever he's standing in front of his work, or whoever will do this, will not lose. That's not called I'm telling him anything. Abo, also loyma le'eni yehudi lechabes lekulei alma. Now, but one is not permitted to tell a goy to extinguish the flame. Now, we have to understand there's a big problem with this. The halacha is that a shmuz, the shmuz, the mokim has the merube is mutter. That means to tell a goy to do a malacha derabanan for me, in order that I should not have a tremendous loss, this is mutter. Shmuz to shmuz. So now there's a big problem. There's a big problem over here. To extinguish a flame is an ishadarabonon. It's a malacha shinkricha legubet. That means he is not doing it for the purpose that Jibri was in the Mishkan. And the Mishkan, they extinguish flames to make charcoal. And here, he's not doing it for that purpose. So it's also midarabonon. So there's a tremendous problem. If I hold a malacha shinkricha legubet on Yosemi Darabana, why can't I tell him to extinguish the flame? This is Akash. So it's very interesting. In Shalatin, he brings down the Khan, but in Mishnah Berurah, he brings down another malas. In Shalatin, he brings down the Khan. The Khan says, a malacha shinkricha legubet. That means it's a malacha d'oraisa, but since the reason why he's doing this makes it as a rabbanon, that's Chazal didn't give it a din of a rabbanon. This is chomo like a d'oraisa. That's what he brings down from the Ras. But in Mishnah Berurah, he says another reason. Habul also loyme laheini yehudi lechabes lekulei alma. I can't tell a guy the given a moilatikizah shamodam bohu alpha moilat. A person, when it comes to his loving, to his wealth, he gets very fatumu. Chaisino, the shalitlai, also lechabuye huba atzmai. A moilatikizah, the Mishmur saying a mouthful, and we'll see moilatikinah kamin to halacha. That means, if I'll be permitted, and halachically I should be permitted, because it's to the rabbonah, and the goal starts, my house is burning down, so the goal starts running, this guy goes, come to my house and then go down and do everything. I'll be running to 20 goyim to get goyim to extinguish the flame, which theoretically is mutter. The minute I'm going to get involved to tell goyim to extinguish the flame, I'll say, you see it's burning over there, I'll get involved in the kibui of the age, I might also come and extinguish the flame. That means if I became now a manager and a director of the firemen, and I'm telling them what to do, which halachically should be mutter, so I might forget help from the law. Do this and do this. So that's why Chazal lost it. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Orbach, a moizah to kechitish. Which is back in Moyadik to know. The owner of the house is the Bohu Alma Moy. This is his house. And he's going to start giving directions. This one to this, this one to this. He's going to do something also. But his next door neighbor, whose house, it's not his house that's burning, is not Bohu on the moment of him. So Memele, he can go and tell the guy to do it. He can direct traffic. He can tell the guy to do it. What? No, his next door neighbor is a Yid. Both are Yid. But, No. The Jewish fireman is another question. But, no, a Jewish fireman is extinguishing the fire. You were talking about something else. We're not up to that. We're talking about the owner of the house, theoretically, should be able to go to 20 goyim and direct them how to extinguish the flame. Why, theoretically, should this be permissible? Because it's a shvut. That means he's telling a goy, which is one that Rabbonam, to do an itzer that Rabbonam. That means to extinguish when there's an itzer that Rabbonam. So shvus the mokim hefted is water. So theoretically, the owner of the house should be able to tell 20 goy to extinguish the flame. Well, by the way, but it's Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to. I'm not allowed to tell them. I'm only allowed to say. Whoever will extinguish it, why? So the Mishnah Berurah says, because if I'm going to get involved in giving direction to goyim to extinguish the flame, it's my house, and I'm bold, I'm confused, that's right. I'm confused. So if I'll get involved in giving directions to all the going to do this, and so what do you do? So I'll do it himself already. Because he's confused. So my male act like Hazal says, you stay out of the picture. All you can do is say, call this, I'm a chaber in the master. That one? I'm not talking about the God, we're not up to there. We're not up to there. We're speaking about Hefted woman. That's all what we're speaking about. He lives on a ranch and it's finished and everyone is out of the house. It's Hefted woman. Hefted woman. We're talking about the ranch is worth $500,000. Akoponim. But it's also to go going to do it. But the Flemish Alman says, but if that is the reason, because he's confused, he might come and participate in the extinguishing of the flame. He says, but what if he had a Yiddish next door neighbor? Not a shliach, a neighbor. He doesn't have a shliach. The next door neighbor does not share the confusion that the owner of the house does. His head is screwed on his shoulders. No, he's not a shliach. He'll do on his own. Don't make him a shliach. He's doing it on his own accord. He can come over to 20 goyim, tell them, listen, Yankel's house is burning down. Go. Right. And by the next door neighbor, I don't have to be afraid that he's going to be directing them and managing the going. He might come also and do something. He won't do that. Don't tell him to do anything. Just tell him your house is burning. That's all. Don't tell him to do anything. That's right. So I don't have to be afraid that he might come to do a lot. Yeah, fine. Now let's go a little further. He shows it way also with a buyatmay. If you permit him to tell a guy to extinguish it. Zulus the Kisve Akoidish, if it's Kisve Akoidish, what the Laimalani Yehudi Lahabai, if his volume are burning, then am I allowed to tell the Goyim in Nebizan Kisve Akoidish, or can I the secret Chazmi have told us that Hashem Sanab? Fine. Anudin, we hear this already. May us fall. If you have a house that's burning, and you have a capability of rescuing either the Sforim or the Meis who are going. The ain't secret, it's a mistake. The ain't secret, you cannot rescue both. So who is the priority mate kaiser? So the mate, you should be mato the mate before the swan. Body of the sukkah, you have someone who's healthy and someone who's sick, and you can only best you want this because the flesh is body kaiser, so you should rescue the body. This healthy one, you have two people, you can only rescue one of the two. Only one you can rescue. You can't rescue both of them. The healthy one can't rescue himself. The shyless one person will have to get killed. So who is preferable to rescue? So that guy says, Allah, here's the body. Trying to understand that he'll live long. He can do it. Yeah, listen. Sure, definitely. Call on my comrades. The Tiru Laimaze. Now, this I'm allowed to say. But I mean, we showed them a tight, showed them all our moment. He's not telling directly the guy to do anything. I'm just saying, whoever does it will get rewarded. Because if I will answer this, we say, show them all our moment, because they will face the house, but now he's very confused. He will show this to a fill of emotions that if you yourself don't say this, also he'll put you back to life. The Hailing and Shah has the cost of attacking by Atzmai. Amalayin and Shah call Meloche Shel Shabbos. Also, Loyim and Kalei to Meloche Zoyin and Mavsid. They Shishmu Eini Yehud and Yehoy. So that means as follows. That means I pass by my house and I see that I forgot to put on the sprinkling system and my lawn is going to dry out. So I go by and I see the few guys and he says, you know, whoever put on the sprinkler, he won't lose anything. I'm not telling him anything. This is awesome. Even though I'm not telling him anything, this is awesome. This to say, call Amachave Neymanzin is also bending backwards. This is also a cooler that is when good, you're not talking directly. They were only making the mocking hefted, not by hefted that he's bold. His lawn is also going to dry out. But the hefted that he's bold, and he's very confused, he's very troubled. So then they were matter to say, call Mechabe Einai Mantid, because it will last to this, he always talks. And then who do the mazes. But other things, some of the other things he wanted to be done, but that we were not matter that he should say such a statement. Okay.